Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
So tonight we're having our first face-off on our show, and Sam's with us all the way from Australia.
Hey, from Australia.
And we got Trey and Jean, and I'm going to give you guys each a chance to talk on your own so you guys can give everybody your guys' background and what you guys have been doing and get ready for this fight. So first come, first serve. Jean, I'll let you start and kind of like explain how you got into the sport, kind of where you got to where you are now.
I got back into the sport with a couple friends from small town Atlantic, Iowa. I moved over to Creston about 16 years old. I was introduced to Josh Henry from Brandy Smith, and ever since then I started fighting, just training. I watched Jesse Hanum and Spencer Ray fight, and that's when I kind of just decided I was going to try it and give it a go.
All right, and Trey, let's give us some of your background.
Well, I started wrestling from a young age, since I was 6 years old. Wrestled middle school, high school, just a competitive guy. But and then I ran into, my dad is good friends with UFC fighter Devin Clark, and so he introduced me to Devin, and me and Devin started working at Next Edge Academy with the only black belt in South Dakota, Bruce Hoyer. From Next Edge, I started going to Jackson Wink down in Albuquerque, Jackson Wink MMA with Holly Holm, John Jones, all those big names out there. And ever since I started, John Jones and Holly Holmes.
That's a joke.
Ever since that, you know, I've been going, ever since I started, I've had goals, I've crushed goals, and I keep setting them and keep wanting to crush them.
I was saying, you guys are both title holders, correct?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is gonna be good. And did this match now become a title match, or?
Yes, it's a title fight now.
But it wasn't originally.
Originally, it was a number one contender match, and then the current previous 135 champion had to vacate for personal reasons. So Mike Estes made it the official championship match.
Okay, right. I was just gonna ask, like, do you think that happened because there was so much hype, like, built up with your guys' fight that they decided to add a belt onto it?
I mean, I think at least I've been doing a pretty good job of hyping this fight up.
Oh. Ooh.
Have you been doing a better job?
You know, one day I wrote a post, two sentences, I think. It was, nothing the Kid Cobra loves more than something like eating, beating up punk Iowa white boys. I wrote that post, two sentences. A day later, I come back to it. I turn the notifications off. A day later, I come back. It had like 200 comments, like tons of hate, tons of reactions. So, I mean, when I wrote something, everybody blows up. I see Gene's post gets like a like from his mom and his girlfriend, which is cool. But, you know, I feel like I'm doing a lot of the promotion here.
But to be fair, you kind of attacked a whole set of Iowans on that one.
If the shoe fits, if you're a punk-ass Iowa white boy, then I attacked you. If you're not a punk-ass Iowa white boy, then why are you offended?
Well, I'm only from Florida, so I guess I can't be offended.
So I guess I didn't see that, Jane,
what the air?
I don't know. I guess all of us punk Iowa kids, we don't talk shit on social media. I don't have to hype myself up to sell a fight, I guess, in my personal
And actually, I think the same day that post got made, Gene won the fight that night. Yeah, I appreciate it afterwards.
Gene did an excellent job that night. Round one armbar, I'm pretty sure is what it was.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say Gene's not a good fighter. You know, Gene's obviously a good fighter. I wouldn't be fighting him if he wasn't a good fighter. Why would I fight a bad fighter? You know, Gene's a great fighter, but I think it takes a lot more than being a great fighter to beat me.
And I'm glad you recognize that, because I think some fighters like don't see the fact that they got their opponent because they're an even match. That person they're fighting is considered their equal, and that people want to see them fight because they should be at equal rank.
How many fights have you both had, Gene?
Altogether, that was my last fight was 11. I have another fight before Trayvon. So that will be 12, and Trayvon will be 13.
Versus, who is it? Tavian Askew? Is that who it is for the belt?
Who's
your? Don't sell yourself short, bro. You got a title fight coming up. Who's it against?
Oh, David, the Flying Hawaiian Penny.
Okay, there we go. 145 title fight. Yeah, exactly. 145 title.
What about yourself, Keith?
I am 6-1 in MMA. 4 wins, 1 draw, 2 losses in kickboxing, and 2-1 in boxing. And I hold 2 MMA titles at the moment.
Wow.
And you guys are actually fairly young. Were you like 20 or 21?
I'm 21. I believe Gene's 20, right, bro?
20 years old, yep.
So you guys got to be pretty impressed with your record so far and being your age.
Most certainly I am.
So what do you both feel is the biggest weakness you're going to exploit on your opponent?
Gene, you can talk first if you want.
Like what, Trayvon's biggest weakness?
Yeah, what do you think his biggest weakness is, and how do you plan on exploiting it?
I know he has good striking. I just don't think he executes his range as good as he should. Definitely think he lacks in the wrestling area. So I think that's where I'll probably get him, the wrestling and on the ground.
I mean, I know Gene has 5 arm bars. So obviously, Gene, my weakness in this fight is the ground. Gene's strength in this fight is the ground. I mean, I'm not gonna go to the ground with somebody who has 5 out of 6 wins with the ground, you know. But to say that my wrestling is lacking, I mean, I'm a lifetime wrestler. I've been wrestling since I was 5 years old. I've placed at state champions in AAU. And if you look at my record, I actually 3 TKOs. Three wins by submission, and every win by submission is off of somebody trying to take me down, and then I catch them either. I caught Santana with a bulldog choke. I caught Josh Christensen with a rear naked, and I caught Derek Waschenberger with an arm triangle. So I'm a versatile fighter. Those are all chokes. They're all different chokes. I know Gene's gonna go for my arm. He has 5 arm bars. I know Gene's gonna go for my arm. Gene has no idea what I'm gonna do. Gene can look at all – I post all my fights. Gene can go look at all of them. He can study them for hours. He can look at all of them. And he's not going to know – that's not the same fighter. The last time I fought was a year ago in kickboxing and a year ago in MMA. You look at any videos of me, that's not me anymore. But, however, I can go look at videos of Gene from last month, and a week from now I can go look at a video from Gene fighting for the kickboxing belt, and I'm going to know exactly how he is right now. Like, I will see how good you are this week. When it comes up, when you fight, you have no idea how good I am. I could be as good as you see. I could be a million times better. I could be a million times worse right now. You don't know, but I know exactly how good Gene's going to be come fight night, because I get to see him. I saw him once already last month. I get to see him fight again this month.
And you said it's been a year since you've been in the octagon?
It's been a year and a half since I fought MMA. My last fight was January 27th, kickboxing. My last MMA fight was August of 2019.
Does that hinder at all your confidence in the fight, considering that Gene has been staying pretty current?
I'm not really – I don't believe it. I stay sharp. I stay training with killers. I stay sparring. I stay mentally disciplined. Like, I've had about 15 fights lined up. They just all have been – they've fallen through for one thing or the other. I've been mentally ready to go since my last fight, and I've only – since I haven't fought in a year – I have a year and a half of instability and mental issues that I got to let out on somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's my fighting is my release. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. So what's like your hardest fight that you've had, and why was it hard? Jane, do you want to start off?
MMA, definitely Milolan. I think that's how you pronounce the name. Came over from Siberia with the 2-0 record. Great, great Greco freestyle wrestling. So I took the fight on 11 days notice at 155. Ended up getting the win. So, but just trying to defend all of his takedowns and watching out for his heavy hands, it was a tough fight. But in kickboxing, probably either Ruben Garcia or Curtis Ellis would probably be one of my hardest. They just brought the pressure really good. So those two for sure in kickboxing.
Yeah. Awesome.
So do you guys feel like you're going to go the full five rounds, or you think this will be over quick?
We're finishers. I'm getting finished, or Gene's getting finished. But I don't think it's going five. Five rounds. Look at his record. Look at my record. Round one, I think he has four, five first round finishes, and I got four or five first round finishes too. This isn't going five rounds.
Yeah, but would you agree that this is probably both of your guys' most toughest fight coming up?
Oh, 100%. You look at my record. It starts off with like an 0-0-1 guy, 0-1 guy, and then like a 2-7 guy, and then like a 500 fighter, you know, and then it got to even record guys. You look at Gene's record. It's like some low level guys, a couple mid level guys, and this right here, Gene versus Trey. This is the test of the two young cats coming at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the best he's fought. He's the best I've fought. One man comes out on top, but it's not. We're amateurs. It's not win or lose. Regardless of the outcome of this fight, we're both coming out better fighters.
You guys think this will be a stepping stone out of the amateur scene, or are you guys wanting to move into pro?
I plan on going pro after Trey. I'm going to take a couple months off after the fight with him and just work on focusing on training and getting down my weight cut to 135. So
I have a kickboxing title fight like May 8th, a couple weeks after the Gene fight against Jaquan Weeks in Cedar Rapids for that belt as an amateur. But then if I come out how I want to come out with both these fights, I'll probably be going pro shortly after.
Yeah. I feel like Matt's going to ask you, do you guys want to do bare knuckle boxing?
Hey, you see how pretty my face is? Like, bare knuckle boxing? No. I'm not
making this. There's pretty ass bitches that do bare knuckle boxing.
Paige Van Zandt is in there, you know.
Paige Van Zandt got paid a lot more than they're going to pay me for bare knuckle boxing. That's the answer. They're going to give me $500 and a pat on the back.
No, we know a guy. He made like $1,500.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me up for $1,500. Oh, yeah. All the way. Break my hands for $1,500.
It's a trip to Florida.
Yeah, what if you come out Alabama's looking like a different trial. Man?
Alabama's the next trial.
Oh, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go to Alabama?
Free trip to Alabama. I'd pay to not have to go to Alabama.
Is it really shit there?
You get your teeth knocked out silly with most teeth in the state.
You look just like everybody else. It's perfect.
Oh, Healy Blaze. Keith, what was your hardest fight and why?
Are we talking like a mentally hard fight or a physically hard fight? Because I view it on different levels.
Give us both.
Yeah.
Okay. Mentally, probably. It was my fifth fight MMA. At the time, I was undefeated. And as Gene can probably agree, when you're undefeated, you feel invisible. You know, when you're undefeated, you're like nobody can fuck with you. When you're undefeated, you feel like you're above everyone else, you know? You need to get humbled to feel different. Like when I was undefeated, I thought nobody was fucking with me. And then somebody whooped my ass a little bit. But I took the fight. It was supposed to be at 135. I had been training and me and Colton Larson were supposed to fight, and we've been supposed to fight a bunch. It never happens. But the day before, Colton Larson, something with his cornea or his eye in practice, he had to pull out. We were fighting on Saturday. He pulled out Thursday night, and I had to go and I had to weigh in at 135 on Friday. The promoter for Brutal Genesis MMA, he was like, well, your fighter pulled out, and this other guy's fighter pulled out, so how about we guys just have you fight together? And I was like, well, maybe. Who's this other guy? Like, what's the story here? He's like, well, this other guy is supposed to be fighting at 145, but you guys are similar builds. So, and in my head, I was at 135. I had been so mentally on this one guy that I didn't really want to fight a different guy, but I already had sponsors pay me. I had tickets sold. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go fight. It's an amateur fight. Fuck it. I was scared because I was Ty. I'm 135, and I saw Ty. If you haven't seen Ty Joint, Ty's a big Iowa punk ass white boy. He's fucking built, you know. So he's big, and I saw him. We threw down round one, went back and forth. Round two, at that time, I hadn't been training my jiu-jitsu a lot, and he had taken a shot on me. I went for a guillotine. I thought my shit was slick. I thought I had him. Unbeknownst to me, he had me in like a Von Fluke choke, and he was choking me out. And the whole time, I was sitting there thinking I had this guillotine on him. And then five seconds later, I'm tapping. So that was my hardest mental fight. Hardest physical fight was probably Ransom Clark or Zach Jones Heller in kickboxing, because they like kicking my legs a lot, and they like fucking up my daddy long legs. I left those arenas battered and bruised, man. Like, I have pictures. Black, my legs are like black, and like I always go to Walmart after fights to go get my snacks, because we're in Iowa. There's no place open at like midnight except Walmart usually. I had to go to Walmart, and I had to sit in those little carts. I had to ride around in that because my legs hurt so bad I couldn't walk around.
They have those in Walmart?
Mm-hmm. They don't there?
They don't have really trolleys here, no.
Well, there's nobody so obese over in Australia that they need those. That's an American thing.
I've got a tour one.
So who do you guys look up to for inspiration as far as like fighters from the UFC? Is there a fighter that both of you guys enjoy watching more than the others, or
I used to watch Anthony Pettis all the time, but now I think he's fighting for PFL. Probably TJ Dillashaw and like Pryor Faber and guys like those that just know how to put on a fight.
Personally, you know, Devin Clark, a good mentor to me, nothing but a solid figure in my life. Personal favorite UFC fighter, I got to say Devin Clark, 205 brown bear, light heavyweight. Other than that, I mean, outside of the UFC, going to be in the UFC soon, my biggest inspiration fighter-wise is Chepe the Machine Gun Morisco, LFA fighter. Crazy good 145.
You guys passed. Nobody said Conor McGregor.
I love him.
No,
I love him.
Oh my God.
No.
No, we can't let Connor.
Am I fine now?
You can't sit with us anymore, Sambo.
No, you can't get rid of me.
So, we established you guys are pretty equal athletic-wise. Do you guys feel like after this fight's over that you guys will be able to stomach talking to each other or being civil?
Most definitely, I think I will. Like, I have no personal issues with him.
For sure. I mean, most of my shit talking is because I'm trying to sell some tickets to make some money. You know what I'm saying? But, like before this fight, me and Gene were talking before. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes shit gets lost in translation. I mean, at the end of the day, me and Gene are going in a cage to beat the shit out of each other. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be in our feelings beforehand, but I got no problems being boys afterwards.
I feel like there's a bonding experience with that people don't understand.
Nothing like getting hit in the face and hitting somebody in the face to make you feel like you're boys.
That's why me and Karen are so close. Like, people don't even realize it. We tried to knock each other out so many times.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you guys, I don't know. Like, are you guys in school still? I mean, you guys are relatively young. Is this the career path you guys want to go down, or do you have other things outside of MMA that you're looking at doing? Gene?
I'm not sure what exactly I want to do. For right now, I want to just focus on fighting and just, you know, paying bills, paying some debt off first.
You got bills at 20?
Yeah.
And you, kid?
Well, I mean, I know Gene started a little rumor that I don't got a job, but I do got I work a lot at a little. I'm the prep cook at a Famous Dave's barbecue right now, and while I love doing it, just a week ago I cut my hand and got 9 stitches cutting some shit. So I'd much rather be knocking people out than working 40 hours a week. So I'm gonna try this one first. I'm not in school or none of that. I mean, I got discipline to fight somebody, but I don't have the discipline to sit there and learn anything. I'm fight smart, not book smart.
Yeah, I was worried about school? That.
What was that?
Allie, go.
I was worried about that. I seen you had posted that you're like missed a training session because like you cut yourself.
Yeah, I was cutting some meat at my job that I work at and get paid by my employer. I was slicing some shit. It was frozen.
Wait, do you have photos of you at this job?
At my job?
Yeah, we need video proof.
I got a picture or two.
Where's your uniform? Give me your uniform. Pop it up real quick.
Hold on. Let me find it. My girl likes taking pictures of me in my uniform. I'm sure I got one.
Allie's a sucker for a man in uniform.
Yeah, nothing like a Famous Dave's uniform to really charm the girls. Let me see here.
Did you finish school, Jane?
No, I didn't. I never finished high school, so I'm still working on that. I got to pay off my online school first to get my diploma.
Oh, okay. Did you finish school, Kim?
Yeah, I graduated high school in 2018, and I had a couple of scholarships and stuff. I was going to go to University of Missouri, Kansas City. And originally, my whole life, I wanted to be a pediatrician, and I was going to go to the medical program down there. But because of some family issues and stuff, I decided I was going to take a year off of school. And then that just devolved into me learning to love hitting people in the face and not wanting to be a pediatrician.
That is so weird how many fighters we've had on that had some kind of background or on the side were doing some kind of teaching with like special needs or like children. Like it's a very common thing on the flip side of like the athletes in a very violent sport.
My my youngest brother, speaking of special needs, my youngest brother, he has Down syndrome and I have that chest print tattoo, you know, and he's actually, this is his handprint to show that he's close to my heart. I do tons of, Special Olympics volunteering, respite care, anything. I'm a super, super big into, like, I'm a junior ambassador for Fighting for Autism. Like, anything with special needs, stuff like that, I love helping out with stuff like that.
Oh, that's really awesome.
So what do your family think about you guys fighting?
My mom did not like it at first. Was not one bit. But I think as time went on, she kind of just understood, like, I'm truly happy when I'm fighting. You know, like, that's probably, like, the best version she sees of myself is just getting in there and doing something I enjoy doing.
Has she come and watched any of your fights?
Yeah, she was there for my first one. She's missed a few of them, but she tries her hardest to get to everyone she can. She was down in Missouri, and most of my fights are in Iowa. And then lately, I've been in Nebraska fighting. So I've been all over fighting. And so some of them she just can't make, which is understandable.
Yeah.
Unrelated, found the picture. This is me at Famous Dave. Doing my job, yo.
The rumors can be laid to rest. Trayvon's got a job.
Exactly. Trey's got a job. Trey works. But as far as family goes, my grandparents really thought I was stupid for doing it. They didn't know why I would ever do that. But my parents, they didn't really care. I mean, they're like, do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy. I mean, they try to come to a lot of my fights, but for one reason or another, you know, sometimes they can't. But I've fought probably more times without anybody there than my people there. You know, I'm used to being the underdog. I'm used to going into enemy territory without anybody and just doing what I do.
Now, I'm not sure if anyone else experienced this, but, like, I remember when I first started, some people would ask me, like, why I fight and everything. And, like, I almost sometimes got this reaction from some people, like, they viewed it as like self-mutilation. They're almost like, oh my God, like, why do you feel like you need to do that? Like, they're just so concerned. And it was, to me, it was a very strange reaction. But I would say, has anyone else really encountered that where someone thinks like you're doing this to like hurt yourself?
Older women, especially, they're always like, why would you do that? Why would you hurt yourself? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not doing it to hurt me. I'm
not doing it to hurt
the other guy, you know? Like, come on, Beatrice, get on my side here.
I've had one lady say to me, do you find you've been through like trauma in like your part, like younger life? And I'm like, no, I'm quite happy to fight. There's been no trauma. I'm not trying to, you know, how people cut themselves to feel pain. They think I like to get punched to feel pain from my past trauma. Does that make sense?
To me, like, I feel like the best way to describe, like, you don't ever feel so alive as being in a cave and realize how human you are in that setting. Because you might be able to put some damage, but you also realize you can also take some damage, too.
The highest of the highs and the lowest of lows.
Well, your adrenaline is just so, it's weird.
Can you sleep afterwards?
Not right away.
Can you guys sleep after a fight?
Like you just your everything just went
after a fight. Yeah. Either I gotta go party because I just won, or I gotta go party because I just lost and I gotta feel better.
We always have to go eat. We're always going out to eat.
Jesse the Iron Outlaw Ebrecht always has to drag me to Frying Pan every time he fights. It's like a 2-hour ordeal sitting at Frying Pan after the fight. I'm just trying to go party. He loves Frying
Pan.
There's
fighters that drink and there's fighters that go eat.
So you guys are both from some small towns. I grew up in a small town too. Did you guys do most? Did you guys kind of start out fighting in the streets, or was it all in the ring?
I fought a lot of street fights. I got a lot of trouble when I was in school. So for fighting, so that's kind of where what happened with fighting now.
Only time I've ever fought outside of a cage or a ring was. Stupidly enough, over a girl when I was like 17. But usually, I try to keep like fighting. If anybody wants to like go hands with me, I tell them just come to the gym and put on some gloves. Otherwise, like I fight in arenas. Why would I break my hand on your face in the street for nothing? You know,
don't fight for free.
Exactly.
Can get caught later.
Exactly. So Gene, you got any funny stories about fighting in the streets?
I'm sure I could think of some, but not off the top of my head.
All right. So, you guys have been in a few fights. So like, as far as the fight night or the fight day or whatever, what's your favorite part of the whole experience of preparing and for that day for the fight? Like, do you have any rituals or anything you guys go through anything that's really enjoyable? Other than stepping in,
I'm gonna shower when I wake up. I'm gonna shave. I'm gonna do my hair. I'm gonna put on the freshest fit I got, probably like a jumpsuit, some Jordans, some Nike shit. You know, really start feeling myself. I'm gonna be playing some loud ass music. I'm gonna be getting hype. And then the favorite part, but even better than the fight, I feel like the best part of the night is the walkout. As soon as you hear your music start going, you start walking out. It's go time. That's feeling right there is the best feeling.
Gene, how about you?
For me, I like to be left alone. I don't like anyone texting me. I don't like people talking to me.
You just go airplane mode?
Yeah, I just like to be more or less, just listen to my music. And then when I get to the arena, like Trayvon said, once you hear your walkout song, you know, it's when you're walking out to the cage, it's, you know, it's go time and it's time to, you know, fight. So.
One thing I always wonder, like, because, yeah, I do like what Trey's talking about. I make sure I get super clean. I want to feel good when I go out there. But I was wondering, like, I bet there's fighters out there that, like, try and use their BO as a weapon. And, like, they refuse to shower that day.
Ew.
Not deodorant, nothing.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Yeah.
I fought some fighters that it smelled like they might have been doing that routine.
To me, it's just like that's inconsiderate.
Right?
You got someone's going to be rolling around. They might have their face all over your armpit.
Elana Nelson says, good luck out there, Gene.
And then, do any of you guys know Paul Bergen?
He's a 45 pro, I believe, now. He's fighting Mark 13 in Cedar Rapids.
Well, he said you guys were going to throw down. He said either one of you is going to get a TKO.
Paul Bergen's a smart man.
And that's something that's interesting, too, especially since you guys have fought kind of for the same promotions, is sometimes you get well-known by the whole crowd, and then everyone's torn on which side to be on at some point because you guys have the same fan base.
You know, I know the people that really fuck with the Kid Cobra are gonna keep fucking with the Kid Cobra. You know what I'm saying? And I love to be hated. Like, I'd rather you hate me than show me fake love. You know what I'm saying? Like, hate me. Who me? Love Gene. Gene's the Iowa guy. Don't show me fake. If you really don't like me or you're halfway on it, go for Gene. Gene's the Iowa guy. I'd go for Gene if I was from Iowa.
You're that if you got to pick between me and another person, don't pick me.
Don't even pick me. I thrive off that energy.
You just want the ride or dies. That's it.
Exactly.
So how many fights have you guys been in?
I asked that question at the start.
Yeah, I was saying it's like 10 each.
11 Gene, 13 me, I think is what it is.
So have you had any embarrassing moments in the ring? In the cage,
threw a teep kick and completely whiffed it.
Not me personally. I coach kids kickboxing. I have a little kickboxing team that I coach, and the most embarrassing thing, once I was coaching these kids, and they set it up. So my kids were first fight, second fight, third fight. So. And I had one other coach who is kind of new, an adult, but new to the whole fight thing, kind of just there for the moral support. But because it was like first fight, second fight, third fight, one of us needed to stay warming up one while the other coached the other. Like, we couldn't both go there. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do first and third fight. You go handle the second fight. So I go coach the first fight, come back. I'm coaching the third fight. And then they come back there afterwards, and I say, how did it go? And my boy Eli told me that until the third round, he forgot to take the kid's socks off. He was fighting with socks on the whole time, slipping around the whole ring with his socks on under his shin guards. And I'm like, you had one job, bro. Make sure he's not wearing socks and make sure his mouth guard's in. Like, and he lost. So, like, we didn't do anything right on that fight.
You got the mouth guard in, right?
Yeah, we got one out of three. One out of three.
I've had fights where I couldn't find my mouth guard.
So what was the defining moment that led you into getting into mixed martial arts?
You can go.
When I fought this kid when I was like 17 over a girl who didn't even really like me, when I fought him, we were fighting and we were going back and forth, but right at the end, I hit him with his left hook. He was like backing up. Everybody at the crowd was, oh, yeah, I was like, yeah, I can do this. I can fight people.
Wow.
Sorry, there was a little buffer there.
Yeah.
Gene, what got you into it? Was there a defining moment?
I went to watch one of my teammates where I was training at before I started fighting. He fought Jesse Hannum, Spencer Ray. And just like hearing the crowd and like how everyone was hyped up, it just kind of made me want to start getting in there and, you know, try to compete. So that's kind of how I got into it, like an actual fight.
Right on. Well, I appreciate both you guys coming on. Do you guys have any other questions for him?
No. I mean, you guys actually, I was really impressed in how this went because I was telling Gene before everyone got on, you know, my goal was to hopefully make sure this like stays civilized as possible and that, you know, we can get fans to see that this is a sport. We don't have to get all shit talking and, you know, get drama involved, you know, but it can also happen. Who knows? But I'm really glad you guys are professional. You guys spoke well and you guys shown who your true colors are. And you guys seem like great people, great competitors, great athletes. And I'm really hoping to see how this fight goes and kind of see how it turns out because, I mean, you guys are stacked pretty well.
We do have a question from Sammy May. She wants to know what your guys' biggest motivator is.
Gene, you can go first on that one.
That's a tough question. I'm not really sure.
I think Gene just likes beating people.
My biggest motivator is probably to provide a life for me and my family and my girlfriend where we don't got to worry about stuff, you know, make some good money out of fighting and hopefully be at a level of comfortable wealth, you know?
I like that answer.
The Charlie Bucket story.
I know I'm going to mess her name up, but Elena Nelson wants to know, what is your guys' training schedule like? Gene?
For me, it's like different every week with work and stuff. I try to get in the gym at least 3 times a week. I live an hour and a half away from my gym or 2 hours away from my other gym. So it's kind of a drive.
My God, that's commitment.
Yeah.
I had to do that before too.
But if I'm usually, like I said, I have a title fight March 20th. So my brother's actually fighting on that card. So I've been helping him just kind of keep loose, and we do a little bit of sparring, not too hard since he's only 14. But I do a lot of running, just cardio and stuff. And then I just moved recently, so I'm actually about to get a gym membership. So I'll probably start my lifting back up again.
For me, like Gene, you know, I live pretty far from the nearest real gym. I go to work, but I have a guaranteed 3 sessions in of training for 2 hours a day with my personal private coach, Joe Garcia. Guaranteed 3 sessions a week. Not missing those. Those are always happening. But other than that, you know, I try to keep my cardio up. I like going for runs. I like doing calisthenics. I mean, I try to bully my little brother around the house into fighting me all the time. You know, get that extra brother cardio. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I always at least have 3 sessions a week. But I try, like, on serious fights, like me and Gene. Like right now, I got stitches in my hand. I'm out rest for like a couple of days. But when we get to like that fourth, third week, I'm gonna be hitting 2-a-days at least 5 times a week. Cause at that point, I'm going all in. That's my one thing in my head. Like everything else is aside. But right now, I still got bills to pay, you know.
Right. So, are you guys planning on staying? You know, your hometowns and wherever you're staying right now, or do you think you're gonna try to find, you know, some better gyms or better training elsewhere?
My girlfriend starts beauty school, and it takes 12 to 15 months. So I'm stuck in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for 12 to 15 months. But like I said, I go to Albuquerque every now and then to get some training in. Like long term, I want to be living in Denver or Albuquerque.
Gotcha.
For right now, I'm just trying to get, like I said, get caught up on some payments I missed and stuff, pay my car off. And then eventually the plan is to go over full time to Skywalker 101 over in Omaha, Nebraska with Danny Molina.
So. Do you guys feel like that's like affected your fighting careers at all, that you guys have like a hindrance on being able to go to a gym more regularly if you live closer, that you guys could have probably been more advanced enough if you guys had been able to put more time into your training?
Nah, because if you look at the other amateurs who do live by gyms and who do go to the gyms every day type shit. I mean, they're not fighting for titles right now. You know what I'm saying? They're still lower.
You just
than
got
me
it
and
or you don't.
You either you got it or you don't. And like the best, the best sessions I've ever got came from when we're in the garage or we're in a backyard or we're in some ghetto ass little setup and we're just grinding. You know, it don't matter where we are. It matters who you're with and what you're doing.
All right, guys. Well, hey, it was really enjoyable talking to you guys. After your match, I'd like to probably have you back on. Now's the time when I give you the opportunity to give your sponsors or anybody that you want to give a shout out to. So, Gene, if you want to go first.
Just shout out to my coaches and all my fans for sticking by my side. So that's all I got to say.
You know, if motherfuckers around Sioux Falls want to sponsor me more, this is where the sponsors are going. But I don't got that many right now, so all I can say is shout out my coach Joe Garcia, shout out Joe Garcia's Fight Club, shout out my biggest supporter and fan, my girlfriend, shout out all the donators who threw me some money on Facebook to help for Sammy's new set. Shout out to everybody who's coming April 24th to watch me and Gene throw down.
Now, do each of you guys have shirts that you guys are gonna be selling at your event?
I always got tons of the Kid Cobra shit that I'm always selling. If you want Kid Cobra clothes, if you want clothes that say Kid Cobra, just message me and I'll make you some clothes that say Kid Cobra all day.
And say, if you guys got shirts to sell, mention that too and see if you guys get some more shirts sold.
Jumpsuits. I got jumpsuits coming. Be here by Monday. Sweater, jumpsuits. Yup. I go hard in the paint.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys, for coming on.
Thank you.
You guys.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Well, that turned out really well. I'm actually really happy about it.
Yeah, that was good.
We're missing our main host, Karen. She's gone. She had, I think, a death in her
fight family.
Her circle. So, very sad.
I'm not saying it would have been perfect. Me and her used to be opponents, and look at us now.
Did you two used to shit talk each other, or
no? We actually were very simple about it.
No, Karen shit talks her behind her back. She doesn't know it.
We did both like Facebook stalk each other for a little, and the funny part was when my coach brought it up to me because he set it up. He showed me pictures of Karen. I'm looking at her like, what the fuck? This bitch is jacked. Why? He was like, you're trying to jack too. I was like, she's got a six pack.
She's a little bit taller than you too, though. So
like an inch or two.
Way taller.
See, and like pictures are deceiving a little bit, or just based on your own perspective. So until we actually seen each other at the like the weigh-ins, I was like, oh, we're like the same size. Oh, okay. She was really cool though. Like, even in our stare down, like we kept kind of like smiling at each other because like it was just awkward. And then I noticed like when we got in the ring together, like I was just trying to like keep my foot movement down and like get myself in the zone. I look over and Karen's just locking eyes with me, like just staring down. Like, all right, we're just gonna stare at each other. All right, I'll stare back.
What was your first like words to each other?
After we got out of the cage, a couple of friends of mine came up to me or trying to talk to me, but like Karen kicked me in the ribs a handful of times. So I was telling like the adrenaline was leaving me and I could start feeling it. And I was like, hey, like I need to go backstage and learn how to breathe again. So I started walking back there and I look over and I seen Karen and Oscar. And I don't know, I just felt like, you know, I'm going to be the bigger person. So I went over and I was like, hey, just to show you I'm a good sport, here's my cell phone. Let's take a photo together. And she was like, okay. So her boyfriend took a photo of me and her together. And we talked and gave each other kind of the points of what we felt were each other's strong points. Maybe go work on, hey, did good on this, you know, contact me later. So, I mean, it was really cool.
Oh, that's really nice.
We both will say, like, that's probably our funnest fight. Like, one thing I loved was she was very expressive. Like, we both, like, knocked each other down multiple times. But, like, when she'd get up, she'd just be like, okay. Like, you can tell, like, it was fun. It was weird. Like, we weren't, like, menacing at all, but, like, we were having fun with it.
I've never kept in contact with any of my opponents or the details. Like, once I'm done, I'm, like, gone out of there.
Do you think it compares to like how you treat relationships?
Yeah, I don't want to see any of my ex-boyfriends. No, like when we're done, we're done.
Well, like some people are so obsessive about their opponents, it makes me wonder. It's like, I bet they're one of those like stage five clingers whenever they meet somebody. Why this is showing through on some multiple personality parts. I've noticed in the fight community there's some very emotional individuals.
Really? Yeah.
There's a lot of fighters I see that try and follow the tough guy routine, but at the same time they're making posts like, girls don't like me, they don't want a nice guy.
Well, we do need to wrap the show up.
This is
a
show.
I am hungry though.
Oh yeah, because it's fucking lunchtime.
Do my lunch break at work. What are you guys gonna do for the rest of the night?
Nothing productive.
I'll probably have some scotch.
What are you doing, Matt?
I said I'll probably have some scotch.
Oh, nice.
You haven't been having scotch this whole time?
No, I don't drink until I'm done.
Yeah. David drinks.
When I drink, I get crunk. So
that's when the best ideas come out. I got a question.
I get kind of wild, so no, but I did want to say do support our channel. Go to drinker.com, order our products. It helps support the show, keeps it going.
And they're actually really fucking good. So
I agree.
Especially that blue raspberry, man. That was gonna sell out, I swear. That's like the best one.
I think it's the best one for sure.
And the fruit punch is really good too.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that, but the blue raspberry is really good. But
well, shout out to Karen. We miss you and we hope you're doing
well. Yeah, everybody's sending Karen some good vibes. So we can see you next week.
All right. Well, also, I don't know if you've, I think tomorrow you'll be getting your Satan's Toe.
I can't be delivered in Australia.
I can't deliver it to Australia, so that sucks.
Because of COVID?
I don't know why.
No, Amazon just won't allow Matt to send it.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay, so instead of like douse her tongue in hot sauce or something, like you're participating one way or the other. Sort of line of cayenne pepper.
So Karen's got one coming, you got one coming. Gabe says he doesn't want to do it.
Because he's a girl, but David.
David said he's going to do it.
David is game for anything.
I know. So we'll bring David on the show, and we'll just do it on here, whenever they get to you
guys. Because Wednesday's the fun show.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's Wacky Wednesday.
Sam, we'll figure out an alternative for you so you can participate.
The segment's going to be called Champ or Chump. So basically that you have to hold the sucker in your mouth for 5 minutes and then we'll ask some questions
send
them on to us.
What's that? Oh yeah, we'll field some questions from the audience too during that time too. So
yeah.
But yeah, the
love it.
I'm ready. Hey,
everybody watching, you guys gonna look forward to that. There could be tears.
Are you nervous, Ellie?
My plan is to have fighters on here and have them do it, and then we'll ask questions like, "What's the saddest movie you've ever watched, and why?" And so after crying and sweating and talking about this sad movie, they'll look like complete babies.
Is there going to be sweating?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. What's the hottest thing you've eaten so far, Ali?
Yeah, it's on the way. I paid for it, so.
I know. Matt's already done it.
Yeah. No, but like, what's the hottest thing you've eaten so far?
Me?
Oh. Ali.
I've had like some chili that had like 7 different kinds of like peppers in it. Like I had a habanero ghost pepper, like. It didn't taste good. It just hurt your mouth.
Yeah,
ghost peppers. I wouldn't say that had to have been the hottest thing I can say that I've had.
Ghost peppers are weak because this is a Carolina Reaper, so.
Reaper sounds scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
Can Sam just have a scorpion just stab her in the tongue when it's first hurt?
That would probably be easier. But no, I had a Carolina Reaper beef jerky too. And it was not. It was really not very hard.
Are you alright with that stuff?
What's that?
Are you alright with hot stuff? I feel like you are alright. No.
I like hot things, but I've never gone to the extremes with it.
I like Indian food, and then I'm always in there. I'm like, make it very mild. When I was young, I need a glass of milk. Yeah, when I was young, I used to like to eat hot foods, and now I'm old and I don't.
That's weird because you're supposed to like lose taste buds when you get older, so you can tolerate more spicy things.
No, I just became more pussified. I just don't do it.
Your estrogen rose as you got older.
I'm just going to, we'll say that. Yeah.
Okay. You still have a great beard though.
Oh, it's starting to fill out.
Oh, I remember seeing this guy eat something really hot and he was like gagging and vomiting and crying at the same time.
Now, was this because of something hot or because of something else?
No, he was gagging because it was so hot. Like he saw.
Oh, I'm going to have a bucket ready just in case. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I need a towel and a bucket.
I would recommend a glass of milk or like ice cream or.
I heard that vinegar or like stuff that's like pickle juice is supposed to help.
The milk is what really helps. Some sort of milk product, and then get a bucket because you never know.
I got frozen yogurt. Yeah, there's so many things I'm gonna like have. Should I get a poncho? Like a like the one for the rain.
Just put that on. I don't know.
I'll make a shirt out of newspaper.
get like a Red Lobster bib.
Yeah.
I don't look like a slob.
Oh my god, this is gonna be nasty.
I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. It'll probably do it next week. And then we got to start getting fighters that want to do it.
I mean, I've done more embarrassing things in front of people, so it'll be all right. Yeah,
we've good seen sport, the Allie. Good sport.
We've seen the for fans stuff.
All right. It's for the fans. It's a good cause.
For your entertainment, guys.
My right. Shame has a price.
You're stuck.
We're not even getting paid.
It was a pretty good show even without Karen, and I'm glad we have Sambo on board to help kind of fill in too. So.
No worries.
Sam's on, man. It's good to have another character on here.
You should follow her on Instagram. She's a character, that's for sure.
Yeah, she is. Or on Facebook. Get on the story.
All right. Well, very good. To all our fans, we'll be back on next week. Look for our show tomorrow. We're going to have Joe Elmore on and Leonard Garcia, and they're going to be facing off on there, and they're doing the main event at BKFC 16, so please join us.
Just to be fair, I started this trend, so it's continuing. Awesome me.
Great show! See you, Matt, see Ellie.
See you later, fans.
See ya! Perfect.